Hello, I'm Gail Swift, and today I'll be reading from the Growing Intentional Families Together blog, dated February 28, 2024, entitled, Talking About Adoption Matters. Of course, how, with whom, and how often we are talking about adoption matters, naturally. In the last few decades, adoption gradually emerged from behind a solid wall of secrecy and a pervasive sense of shame. This is a good thing, and as people grew more open to talking about adoption, the tone and content of conversations improved. More voices speak out. Yes, we now talk more openly within our families and beyond the security of our inner circles. Conversations in the media are no longer the exclusive purview of adoptive parents. Adoptee voices now garner a more significant presence, which they should. After all, they have lifetimes of lived experience. Adoptees have begun to rewrite the cultural understanding of adoption. Still, too often, adoptive parents continue to hold the main stage and continue to dominate adoption conversations. Unfortunately, too much misinformation and incomplete understanding remain, which leads to skewed perceptions. When people are talking about adoption matters honestly and openly, though, it helps to correct inaccuracies. The fairy tale gets revised. More nuanced and complete conversations replace the totally benign view of adoption. This new perspective recognizes the complexity, duality, and pain. Much still needs debunking, though. Much still needs learning, and much still needs unlearning. Everyone benefits when we talk about adoption matters truthfully and in ways that reflect the experiences of each of the sides of the triad. Open adoption has become the norm, so adoptive and birth parents have many opportunities to be in touch. Ideally, they will listen to and talk with each other with respect as they focus on providing the best experience for the children they love and care about. By the way, open adoption is not a panacea, nor is it easy or simple. Nevertheless, in most cases, open adoption serves adoptees better than the secrecy and finality of traditional closed adoptions. This is why open adoptions count for nearly 90% of current placements. Living an open adoption. As each person deals with their deep grief and significant losses throughout their lifetimes, they will have strong thoughts and feelings, and they will change over time. Adoptees, birth parents, and adoptive parents will need to address, express, and discuss their experiences. When they talk to each other, each one will speak from their personal point of view. Unsurprisingly, these multiple perspectives often contradict and conflict with the experiences of other triad members. These clashing perceptions coexist and are simultaneously true. They must listen to one another with respect and open hearts and minds. When the going becomes challenging and feelings get hurt, as they inevitably will, dedication to the interests of the adoptee can keep everyone engaged. Their mutual commitment to grow and nurture healthy, authentic relationships can help sustain them through difficult conversations and trying times as they all strive to build connections that last for a lifetime, not simply while the adoptee is a child. So sometimes extra support is needed. How do we accomplish the talking? It's always useful to seek skilled assistance from adoption-attuned coaches and therapists. Other excellent resources are the courses on adoptive parenting and understanding the adoption experience, adoptive parenting blogs like this one, reading quality books such as those books written by our own coaches, as well as the books recommended on our website, and of course podcasts like the Essentials for Adoption-Attuned Parenting, which we have produced for over 7 years. We invite you to visit our website where you will find lots of excellent free content. Drum roll, please. We have some exciting news that will help make talking about adoption easier. Growing Intentional Families Together is debuting a new podcast. On our new podcast, our coaches, Kim Noeth, a birth mother, Sharon Butler Obaze, an adoptee, and Sari Ankefeld, an adoptive parent, will discuss important issues using adoption-attuned principles to broach even the most sensitive topics with grace and respect. We acknowledge adoption's complex reality and recognize the benefits of tri-position conversations where someone from each point in the triad contributes. Kim, Sharon, and Sally will reach across the adoption constellation and model courageous communication and help create a listening community where anxiety can be reduced and mutual understanding can prevail. We hope you will join us on March 6, 2024 for Adoption Matters, Real People, Real Life, Real Talk. Another drum roll, please. Growing Intentional Families Together has more great news. We announced the creation of our first Shaping the Future Award to acknowledge the efforts of individuals and organizations committed to encouraging dialogue across the adoption constellation. Our adoption coaching firm believes that a fuller view of adoption complexity grows a more complete picture, strengthens relationships, and honors the individual's personal experiences. We award the 2024 Shaping the Future Award to Isaac Etter for his efforts on behalf of transracial adoptees to grow communication, nurture understanding, and further adoption-attuned parenting practices, policies, and education within adoptive families and the adoption community. Isaac Etter has a deep passion for innovating in the adoption and foster care space. He was adopted transracially as a toddler. Isaac began his advocacy work by speaking and leading trainings for adoptive and foster parents. He believes it is essential for families to talk about adoption and race honestly, openly, and regularly. Isaac asserts that he wants to show parents how to help adoptees, quote, grow up feeling seen and valued for all the aspects of their identity, close quote. Isaac is also the author of A Practical Guide to Transracial Adoption and the host of the podcast Inside Transracial Adoption. Both reflect Isaac's core philosophy that, quote, when parents are equipped, children are empowered, families thrive, close quote. Isaac and his work embody the principles of adoption-attuned parenting practices. We are proud to honor his continuing efforts to make a difference and to name him the 2024 recipient of our Shaping the Future Award. And remember, Essentials of Adoption-Attuned Parenting will still be available. All previous episodes will be on our website and on your favorite podcast platform. By the way, we invite you to read ABC Adoption and Me, We're Adopted, So What?, and Reimagining Adoption, What Adoptees Seek from Families and Faith, all of which were written by our coaches. And remember, adoption matters. Talk about it, read about it, learn about it. Thank you for listening.